It's Check On Stories. We're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for a sunny day today. Not nearly as hot or humid, mid-80s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, mid-80s. On Thursday, hazy and humid, chance of a thunderstorm, 90. And Friday, hazy, scattered showers and storms, lower 90s. We'll get the details on our Tri-State Forecast coming your way in just a few moments. Connecticut Small Business Boost Fund is opening up its door for business to get loans out to businesses. Once the work of the economic development programs, the Small Business Express is being decommissioned after a 10-year run for an updated financing vehicle called the Connecticut Small Business Boost Fund. Much time and distance has passed since the Small Business Express was established as Connecticut emerged from the Great Recession, responding to the dramatic decrease in commercial lending, according to the Commissioner of Economic and Community Development. You joined Governor Led Lamont yesterday announcing the launch of the Connecticut Small Business Boost Fund at the Bridgeport site of Schwerthal Technologies, a fourth-generation family business. The new $150 million public-private partnership will be offering 60 or 72-month loans of $5,000 to $500,000 for small eligible businesses and nonprofit organizations that have 100 or fewer full-time employees and annual revenues less than $8 million. More information on that is available at CTSmallBusinessBoostFund.org. Dr. Felicia Kiesing, Bard College's David and Rosalie Fund Distinguished Professor of Science of Mathematics and Computing, has been selected as the winner of the 2022 International Cosmos Prize by the Expo 90 Foundation, receiving approximately $290,000 at the award ceremony, which was held in Osaka, Japan. The announcement will come up officially on November 9th in Japan. Dr. Kiesing will also give a commemorative lecture, participate in a symposium held in her honor, and have an audience with the Emperor and Empress of Japan. The International Cosmos Prize Committee states, quote, Dr. Felicia Kiesing clarified the relationship between biodiversity and the risk of zoonotic pathogen transmission by conducting practical research and studies. She's demonstrated that while ecosystems with high biodiversity can be a breeding ground of various pathogens, the overall infection risk can be reduced in those ecosystems due to the presence of a dilution effect, thereby providing the biodiversity is of critical value to human society. Taking a look at some of the meetings that are going on in and around our tri-state region for today in Sharon. The Board of Selectmen have a meeting set for 5:30 this evening. In Salisbury, the WPCA special meeting will be held at 1:30. They'll have voter registration session at 5 p.m. The Salisbury Republican Town Committee meets at 5 to 6 p.m. In Falls Village, 8:30 this morning, the Board of Selectmen have their meeting. In Cornwall, at 7:30 tonight, the Economic Development Commission has their meeting via Zoom. In Kent, the Inland Wetlands Commission regular meeting, a park and rec special meeting also being held at the same time. That is tonight at 5 p.m. Now, coming up tomorrow, Heather Matthews will have her bus delivering books again at Veterans Field from 6 to 8 p.m. That'll be during the Sharon Summer Concert Series held at Veterans Field at the Lions Pavilion. Amenia Needs Home informal discussion is happening from 10 to noon on Saturday at the Amenia Town Hall Gym, providing information on what the Amenia Housing Board has been doing, where they are in the development process, and how they can help make housing for workplace people and seniors a reality in town. There'll be coffee and cinnamon buns and the opportunity to have your voice heard on that subject. Meanwhile, the 34th annual Falcon Ridge Folk Festival will make its annual flight once again. Three full days this year, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, July 29th, 30th, and 31st at the Goshen Fairgrounds in Goshen, Connecticut. 24 performers on three stages, food and crafts, activities for kids, and a brand new community sing program. No current pandemic precautions as well, as the fest organizers will proceed with an abundance of caution attitude, will place some limits on what is offered, and it should not dampen the community vibe always shared at Falcon Ridge. For those who cannot attend in person, a live stream will be available. More information on the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival is available at falconridgefolk.com or by calling 860-364-0366. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. You'll find them at interlakenin.com, also on Facebook and Instagram. You'll find a daily menu plus a tapas menu plus nightly specials, as we said, interlakenin.com. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 31,990.04, the NASDAQ at 11,782.67, and the S&P 500 at 3966.84. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.